200 and now, baby! Woo! I did it, motherfucker! 13 years, man. I waited 13 years. Because when I got to 100 and 0, motherfuckers asked me, Charlie, what's next? I said 200 and 0, man. And I fucking did it, man. It was, I mean, look, it was easy today, but overall, man, no, it wasn't easy, man. A lot of fights today, man. Listen, man, I showed a class act. I showed a world-class boxing clinic. And, you know, listen, I demolished the guy. And I didn't have to give him credit. You know, credit, look, what, for putting on the gloves. But as far as the fight goes, he got dominated. Worse than Lee, worse than Thompson, worse than Derek the Giant. That dude got dominated. All right, 195 pounds, cruiserweight. That's like 5 pounds from heavyweight. He's basically like a, he just needs to gain 5 pounds. You know what I mean? The guy's a cruiserweight, long reach. 2-0 in MMA. He fights in Irvine, California. What's up, haters? I served you 199 slices of humble pie, man. But 200, man, now you bitches can eat the whole thing, man. Time for haters, cause Charlie Z is the champion of the world. Man, when it was 192, when it was like fucking 50-0, or man, even 100-0, when it was 150-0, fuck, I always wanted to say that I'm 200, and now I can say it, man. Great fight. I mean, one-sided as fuck, but great fight, man. Look, I beat that. The other guy, judo, people, the delusional haters are like, oh, he beat up a fat guy. Hey, this guy wasn't fat. See? Looked even better. I mean, that right hand. Let me play it right now, actually. That right hand. That was fuck. I mean, look, man. All my wins this year. The 2017 Charlie's on. Whoa, this is the ultimate year I reached 200 wins, man. I'm gonna reach 300 one day, but I'm just saying, as of, like, you know, in the moment, 200-0, the best record of all time. Charlie's on, obviously the best boxer of all time. I proved it today. I've been proving it, man. And I've been the best since I beat Carlos Vasquez. Really, since I beat Akeem, I've been the best. But, you know, ultimately, undeniably, irrefutably the best since I beat Derek the Giant, and now today just cements it forever. Charlie's out. Like, I don't, like, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to take a long break, though, man. That's it. You know, I just spoke with my beautiful, gorgeous girlfriend, my queen from Russia. And, yeah. Oh, she's proud of me. She was like, wow, baby. So she said, so impressive. And so explosive. I mean, even a girl says it. I mean, come on. Yeah, man, I'm really lucky. I'm blessed. And I got to get a visa to go to Russia to see her. So I told her before I left the fight, I said, baby, I got to go get my 200th win. It's, you know, it's big time. And I asked her, so should I get my, you know, all everybody, Americans, you need a visa to Russia. Should I get my visa? Should I start the process? You know, that was the ultimate question because, you know, she said yes. She was like, yep, get it as soon as possible. She said, I'm waiting for you, baby. That's it. And I'm gonna be going there 200. No, like I was thinking, like fuck, man, 196, 197, 198. Ah, oh, fuck that. I need to get it off my chest, man. I gotta get that 200. You know what I'm saying? And I did it, man. I did it, baby. That 200-0 hat, man. It's gonna be something special. You're gonna have the 200-0 on the front. You're gonna have the GOAT on the side. You're gonna have the UBF in the red. On the back, Charlie Zone off my full name, baby. You know what I'm saying? Boxrec always doubted of that name. And hey, are they 6 feet under or are they 12 feet under? Oh, neither. Boxrec.com. They're 200 feet under. Oh, man. Fuck. What did I tell you about getting the last laugh? Hey, man, I'm 200-0, man. I can say whatever the fuck I want, man. Look at that. Three videos, man. First one, beating his ass. Second one, beating his ass. That right hand. Dude, look at the picture. Look, man, this is the last time I give this clown. These next few days, I'm a clown, this delusional clown, Nicholas Stanley. You fucking retard. You're acknowledging the punches that I missed, but you're not. Well, what about the punches that I landed? The bombs that I landed? You fucking tard. What did you throw today? You threw a punch at your keyboard? Get help. You need help, son. I'm 200-0. You can't even count to 200. You don't have a single win on your record. What record? You have a mental record. You're not a fighter. You're a fucking retard. You need help. You're sick. You're psychotic. You're schizophrenic. You're not normal. You have a chemical imbalance in your brain. You're not fucking normal. Do you understand? You're sick. Apparently you don't understand because 039, bitch. Hey, the very first punch of the fight, I connected on his jaw. I don't have to make replays. It's on video, but I can make replays. I always make replays of my fights. I'm going to make hundreds of replays of this fight, more than I did of Lee. Yeah, Lee versus this guy. Well, in a street fight, this guy would be Lee. Come on. He's a fucking world-class. I don't know. I mean, it would be tough because he would probably he'd choke Lee out. In a boxing match, Lee would win. But this motherfucker, you know, he had a long reach and he had good defense. He was not easy to hit. But I hit him. Yeah, especially in that second round, the second video. Dude, that right hand on his ear. Look at the picture of the pound-for-pound radio, man. Look at that right hand. The original Stanley. It connected. Yeah. Or the body shot I landed. Whatever, kidney shit. Fuck it. Even if it was kidney, whatever. Fuck it. I landed a bunch of headshots, jabs to the body. Wait, what did he land? Like what? Nothing. What did he land? One punch or zero punches? No. I landed a lot, like four or five headshots. Maybe about. Well, okay, I landed the first punch of the fight. And I landed the last punch. Well, the last few punches. That right hand in the second video, that was amazing. That shit was so quick. That 1-2, he dodged he blocked the left hook and then the right hook connected on him. It's all on footage. I mean, now the haters are using the Excel. How much did you pay for this win? I mean, see, delusional Stanley. You know, like the haters, they're saying, oh, you beat a bum. Even like the regular haters, you know, like are admitting that I won. You know, and you don't deserve to live, dude. Something bad is really going to happen to you one day. I'm just saying, man, you're going to get, you're not normal. You deny physical reality. Do you understand? Like, I beat the shit out of that guy. He admitted himself that he lost. He shook my hand. Even when he was walking away, he said, great fighter, man. And I'm like, thank you, you too, bro. I mean, fuck. Everybody at the gym praised me, man. Man, when I was taking the train down to fucking Glendale, man, I've seen Derek the Giant. Derek, not Derek John, Derek John's homie. And he told me, he's like, Charlie Z? He's like, oh, shit, man. He said he grew up with Derek. He's not friends with him no more, but he said that the win versus Derek was phenomenal. It was, you know, a great win on my resume. And yeah, he said he liked the Wilder win. He said when I showed him the Wilder shit, he was like, man, you fucking snapped his shit into next week, man. So many fans in real life, man, at the gym, man, everybody was saying, man, fuck, man, Charlie Z whooped that MMA fighter, like, fuck. Like, so much respect in like, real life on the internet just for these, you fucking retards. Man, I even made a third video, man, like, that was my idea to shake his hand and you know, just be a class act, you know, when I didn't really have to give, I gave him credit, I called him an MMA, he is an MMA champion, he won some tournaments, I said, man, this guy's an MMA champion, and this guy, this is coming from a guy who just demolished him, giving him credit, man, and all these fucktards would always say, oh, Charlie's so self-centered, he only talks about himself, he only talks about his wins, man, what can you cocksuckers say now? And Nicholas Stanley, you worthless fucking delusional, no good piece of shit. You said, you accused my wins of being spars. Hey, retard. The guy said, on video, right now, I'm going to play it. Alright. He said, good fight. Not spar. He didn't say good spar. He said, good fight.
Good fight.
You hear that?
Dominate, right. This motherfucker, MMA champion, tell him.
You hear that, Nicholas Stanley? That's it. You're on ignore. You need help. Oh, hold on. The right hand. Oh, actually, the left hand. And the right hand. Look. Look at this shit. Whoa! Nicholas Stanley? Delusional haters. That sure wasn't a miss. Yeah, it's a fight. You're gonna land, you're gonna miss. What the fuck? The fuck have you clowns ever thrown, man? All you do is fucking throw fucking bullshit on your keyboard, man. Boom. Fuck, man. Nah, that Armenian was tough as fuck, man. 99 out of 100 people would get knocked the fuck out from that punch, man. God damn, if I hit water like that, that motherfucker would be unconscious, man. Son of a bitch is 35 pounds heavier than me, longer reach than me. Still got his ass beat, man. Look at this shit. Fuck. Dude. I mean, I'll say that this is a top 5 win of all time. Okay, yeah, the Kung Fu Champion is my best, but this is, man, this is up there, boo. This is 200, man. This is 200. This is going to be remembered forever. And this motherfucker that I beat down today, he's going to be famous, man. He's Armenian. His name's George Zakaryan. Oh, shit, look at that, right hand, look at that, bam, fuck. Dude, I can watch this shit all day, boom. Floyd Mayweather would literally have brain damage if I hit him like this, man. He's too small to fight me, too small, way too small. Look, man, I want to talk about real boxing. I don't want to talk about fabricated fucking fake fucking fights. I won 20 fights this year, man. 200-0. I did it. Last year, 70-plus wins, man. This is it, man. I need a break. No, that's it. I did it. I never took a break because I wanted to get to 200-0. But now, that's it. It's time to fucking go see my baby. It's a process. I got to get the visa. It says two weeks to 2 months. I don't know how long the visa is going to take. You know, I got to start the process. And once I do that, that's it. And, oh, yeah, Breeze back, man. You know, you're a crazy motherfucker. But what do you have to say now, man? 200 or no, I'd be a legit fighter today. Top tier MMA fighter. Guy was a big guy. Lanky. Long reach. Good dodges, good defense. Still connected on him. So diverse. That rush, the swarm, you know. Man, I'm a machine. The way I swarmed him, he just like Cleveland has no answer for Golden State, he had no answer for me because they keep shooting threes and Charlie Z keeps throwing bombs. He, like, the ones I was landing missing, the point is I was always in his face. He couldn't do shit. And that's how I fight against everybody. That's how everybody. You understand? Everybody. I rushed Wilder, boom. Wilder went flying. Wilder went sailing. Fuck Wilder, all right? He does not want a rematch. That fight, I hope it happens one day so I can put him to sleep, so I can beat the fuck out of him. Oh, yeah, this dude was no breather. You're saying, oh, but you didn't knock him out. So what? Wait, actually, I did TKO. He quit. Okay, I physically didn't knock him out. I physically outboxed him. So what? I won. I delivered on the victory, right? Okay, then. Shut the fuck up. Fuck out of here, man. That's it, man. Charlie Zonoff's the best, man. The greatest of all time. True role model of kids. Beating the guy's ass and being a class act after the fight, man. You know, it was my idea to, you know, shake his hand and give him credit. It was my idea. I said, hold on, man. Record this, man. You see what I'm saying? The greatest fighter ever and a really good person, you know. I don't care what these sick trolls say or think. You know, I've done it all, man. That's it. My sexy girlfriend, she's my best friend. She's my number one fan. No, we have long-distance romance and pretty soon it's going to be face-to-face. I'm not going to be able to stop kissing her lips, though. I mean, she's so hot. I've seen her on video so many times. And when she calls me, I was like, wow. Gorgeous girl, man. Yeah, well, I mean, when you're 200-0, what the fuck do you expect, man? But yeah, fuck. Amazing, man. 200 wins, 0 losses. What's next for the GOAT? Rest, man. Rest and romance with my lady, man. Look, man, this is a golden number, man. It's just, well, what's the point to go and get 201 next week? Come on, man. I need a rest, man. I don't want to burn myself out. I'm literally fighting, like, every fucking week, every 2 weeks, every single month, man. Let's see, I have fought since September 2015 to June 2017, nonstop without taking a single month off. No fighter, no boxer in the history has ever been this active. I can take a few years off. And nobody can tell me a goddamn thing. I'm not going to do that. I'm 4 months tops. That's 4 to 6 months tops after 200. Come on. I need a long vacation after this, man. I think 4 months, 3-4 months tops, and then I'll come back and get a new win. But really, there's got to be a time where I just enjoy all of this. You know, if I keep fighting every fucking month, you know, that's just, it's time to put the haters on ignore, and that's it. I got a beautiful girlfriend that supports me. I got great fans that I sign autographs for. I see them all the time. I mean, I see them. They're in my area. You know, these internet losers, man, they're just irrational, irrelevant, no matter what they say, no matter what videos they put. It serves no purpose, no credibility. Man, did you see the bombs I landed on this guy? The jabs, even though there's no ring, but you know what I mean, ring generalship, you know, the confidence, man, did you see the way I was, when I was punching him, then the way I was, like, walking towards him, it's like, fuck. It's like, if you're watching Charlie Zonoff fight, it's like you're looking at Charlie Zonoff, and you're looking at, like, damn, this motherfucker, seriously, he knows what he's doing, and fuck, I'm so confident, I just know I'm going to win. No matter who the fuck I'm fighting, I know I'm going to win. That confidence, that speed, that power, that finesse, man, I'm the fucking greatest, man. I proved it again, 200-0, I did it. What did I say before I won today? What did I say, though? I said I'm going to get 200-0 this week, right? I just didn't want to tell anybody what, yeah, it was June 6th. Trained for about 3 days. Went and got the victory. Now that is a real champion. That's a real fighter. Now, what the fuck is this fake ass shit? Mayweather, Canelo, bitch, go Wilder. Oh yeah, let's train for 6 months and the fight's in 8 months. What the fuck? It's fake. These people are fucking. They're delusional. They're sick, man. This is UBF is the new era of boxing, man. Fucking everybody was backing out, man. I called this punk Gino Escrow, Golden Gloves guy that I beat up fucking long time ago, man. He's like, hey, man, he's like, I want my fucking rematch. I'm like, yeah, come get it. I told him what, Jim? Motherfucker never called me back. He's like, I'm going to call you back. Never called back. Got a better opponent. One bare knuckle fights in Ukraine, man. Oh, I want to thank you. Shout out to YouTube, man. Thank you, man. Hey, I mean, not all 200, but hundreds on video. And the 200th fight, 100 could not be posted, man. It was bare knuckle, but hey, man. I had to do it. You know, my baby wanted to see it. I had to do it for the fans. And I had to do it for myself, man. You know what I mean? I had a 200 on video, man, forever. They say John O'Sullivan had 200 wins and a few losses, right? 200. Well, I never seen John O'Sullivan's. Look, he may have some fights, yeah, from fake wreck, but where his real bare knuckle? Even if he has some, he doesn't have hundreds of fights. Listen, Charlie Zonoff would have. I mean, this guy was like fucking 200 years ago, 100 years ago. John O'Sullivan never had 200, no, man. He may have had 200 wins, but he had like 50 fucking losses in real underground fights. And then he joined up with Fake Wreck or some shit, man. Listen, man, no fighter, if you go back 100 years, 200 years, 300, 1,000 years, there never was, there isn't, and there never will be, another Charlie Zonoff. There can only be one GOAT, motherfucker, and I've proved it. I am the best. That's it. That speed, that power. Now, one thing that the people that is underrated, the consistency of the speed, power, finesse, the swarm, everything, every single fight. I'm demolishing everybody. You don't see any more cheap shots. You don't see, you don't see motherfuckers trying to do cheap shots against me. Hey, let them try. They'll get fucking killed. Well, I'm stronger now, as you can all see. No more BS. That's it. All my wins, one-sided, I did it. And when I come back, I don't know. I just won today, man. How the fuck am I supposed to, you know, give a timetable or to tell when I'm... I just fucking won my 200th fight. I've been waiting for this for years, man. I've been waiting to get to 200-0. Even before I was 100-0, I was, you know, like, I wanted to get to 200 because, like, there's a lot of fighters with 100 wins and, you know, like, and, you know, and real fighters, but 200-0? Not nobody. There's never been a fighter who's 200. There's only one, me. But besides me, I'm going to be 300-0 one day. I'm going to be 400-0, but come on. 200, that's the biggest, that's the greatest milestone in the history of sports, let alone the history of boxing. They're saying, okay, they were saying LeBron's the greatest athlete, now they're saying Durant's the greatest. Listen, LeBron, Durant, look, man, regardless who they support, I'm a fan of both players. Kevin Durant's better than LeBron James. He proved it. He's proven it right now. LeBron was better for a long time. He was better his whole career than Durant. But Durant is better now. I mean, come on, he's killing LeBron in the finals. But regardless, what I did today and what I've been doing for the past 13 years in boxing. I boxed. I turned pro at 16 years old. You know, I boxed before I even went on YouTube. I didn't put my first fight on video. On my second fight, or my third fight, my fourth fight against Mo Ganyu, that was on video. That was my first ever fight on video. You know what I'm saying? In the UBF. I've done it all. I didn't have anything to prove when I was 7-0. When I beat Akeem Akinbode and showed that kind of skill, now that skill is like unparalleled. It's like it's a thousand. It's like 1,000 times better. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't see HBO, Joke Time. What's up, bitches? Oh man, 200-0. There's going to be that much more videos on Instagram. There's going to be replays, hundreds of replays of this win, of that right hand. Should I say right hands, left hooks, jabs. Yeah, let's see, the shots of the kidney. Man, at worst, okay, universal boxing rules, man, at worst, they would not even take a point off. They would say, they would just give me a, roughly just give me a warning, man. I hit him in, I think it was, I'm not sure, liver, kidney. Even if it was kidney, so what, man? That was a great punch, man. That was fucking perfectly timed body. Okay, I hit him in the face, man. Going overtime, man. It's 200-0 victory radio, man. Come on now, man. Charlie's the best, man. All right, I'm going to go post the replays on Instagram. I got to, man. Today, I got to 200-0 today, man. You understand? Tomorrow, after tomorrow, this win will, like Jill Zavall, like Lee, like Anthony Thompson, like, even Mayweather Sr., man, even those type of wins, Deontay Wilder, when I knocked him in the ring, those type of wins, Derek the Giant, they never get old. But this win, it literally happened today, man. I'm like, I love it when I win fights. But to win my 200th fight today? My girlfriend congratulated me? My girlfriend looks better way better than that fucking slut, Kim Kardashian? You don't understand how great I feel right now, man. I can't come to words. I can't explain to words how great I feel right now. You haters can write a fucking novel of derogatory statements. It won't affect me. Because I know who I am, and I proved it again today, man. I'm the best. I beat hundreds of boxers. Don't you dare give me that shit. Oh, but he was an MMA fighter. Hundreds of boxers got their ass kicked. Okay? They all get their ass kicked. 201's going to get his ass kicked, 202, but that's later, man. Honestly, probably like October, November, I'll come back. Yeah, no, after 200, no. That's it. Charlie Z, I'm going to take the Charlie Z deserves a break. Charlie Z is the greatest. Take a lot of time off. I know I always say it, but I was saying it as a 185-0 win fighter. I was as a 195-0 fighter. I'm a 200-0 fighter now. With that kind of golden record, I said if 200 is going to be, you know, a decent win, a good win, a mediocre win, then I'm obviously get 201 very fast. But 200 was a legendary win. It was just how I wanted it to be. It was phenomenal. It was, you know, I trained very hard, and you know, I really prepared for this, and I performed at the highest level possible, and I got it done, man.